We came to Guarec because we decided to organize a field study in center Brittany, where there are lots of British people, because we wanted to link the study of environment to the English language practice for the student. So that they, because they are specialized in environmental studies, and it, English is not especially their favorite subject. So we thought if we mix the two, then they will speak English with more pleasure. It will be more like a real communication.
What's been happening this morning for them?
So this morning we visited Marilyn's Lemoine's garden and house. It was really interesting. We had a very nice warm welcome, and Marilyn explained the way she designed, imagined the garden and developed it. So for them it was very interesting to see what motivated her to change the space according to her dreams and beliefs.
Did she explain her garden in English or in French?
In fact, we tried to make her speak English, but I think she wanted to speak French mostly, so it was a mix. It was a mix.
So all the students understood everything?
I think they did, and anyway, they'd better, because tomorrow, when back at school, they are going to write down a description of these 2 days, because yesterday we went to another garden in Le Grand Launay, near Lanrivain. Mr. Jean Chalit's garden. So it was partly in English as well. And after that, we went to La Petite Pause to have a cream tea. So it's been really a good mix between Breton and Brittany. And on the way back, they are going to write down a report in their book. And this will be a very good preparation for the field study in Dartmoor in September.
So maybe, Natalie, you could tell me about the trip to England in September. What's going to be the aim of the trip?
We will go to Eden Project on Cornouaille, and we will go to Exeter to visit the garden and football place and National Park to the Dartmoor and other places.
Is this the first time that Saint-Ilan has gone with a group to England?
No.
In fact, we've been doing that for about 20 years now. It's because we do believe that if you mix subjects, then school becomes like real life. And it's a very good preparation to life, and there's more pleasure. It makes sense. So that's why we try and do that every year. We've been to Jersey, Guernsey, London, Cornwall.
It's going to be a first time for some of them to go to England,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, which is a great pleasure. In fact, it's really motivating. It's a very good exchange, because when you see how keen they are to discover, to taste, to try, then it's a real satisfaction.
It seems that they are very interested in the cuisine of the United Kingdom.
Definitely. And in fact, we said that they have to try English breakfast. They haven't got the choice, because that's the best way to become fluent.
Where will you be staying?
We'll be staying in a youth hostel in Okehampton. We are hoping this year again there'll be another group of students, and we are hoping really hard that it will be a British group, so that they can, you know, communicate, get on.
And maybe play football.
Maybe play football, especially with Ismael.
Okay, Gwen, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Coming to Guarec.
Thank you.
And joining us at Spotlight.
We will let you know how we are getting on after we've come back from Dartmoor, and we'll invite you to see their work, because they are going to do a presentation of their work in French and in English. And in English will be a sort of role plays, because they worked with Suzy Taylor in they did English in Action, which is drama in English. And so the presentation in English of what they did in Dartmoor will be through role plays.
Excellent. Well, we'll be happy to come and meet you again after your trip.
Thank you very much.